Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the civil war in the Republican Party continues. The civil war in the Republican Party continues. It has now been announced, and essentially publicly, that this coming week they are going to throw Liz Cheney out of leadership. Right now, Liz Cheney is the number three individual in the House caucus. House caucus has more than 200 people. They're only something like eight seats short of majority that would put that wily, sneaky Kevin McCarthy, crooked Kevin McCarthy, into the speakership. Why are they doing it? Who are the leadership? Kevin McCarthy is a minority leader. His opposite number is Nancy Pelosi, because she's the majority, and therefore she's speaker. The number two is a guy named Steve Scalise from Louisiana. He was the guy who was shot when the guy with the guns went to a congressional baseball game and started spraying the crowd and was shot himself. He survived, and he's number two. Our number two on the Democratic side is Steny Hoyer of Maryland. Their number three is Liz Cheney. Our number three is Jim Clyburn, South Carolina. Excellent guy. And frankly, Liz Cheney is excellent. And the one thing she's done, she's very conservative. She's actually probably more conservative than almost any of them. Her voting record with all these conservative groups is in the 90s. It doesn't necessarily please me, but she's consistent. She's an American first. And she says, we had an election. It was a fair election. Joe Biden was elected. All this stuff from Trump about how somehow it was fraudulent is a big lie. And in her tweet, she capitalizes big lie. We're not a party of the big lie. For that, they want to get her out. Do you realize that I think it was 147 Republicans voted to overturn the election? They voted not to accept the certifications from the 50 states, 50 governors, 50 secretaries of state. And the majority of those certifications were from Republicans. They're 50 states, but the Republicans have more than half the governorships. A lot of them are in small states, yeah. I'm not talking about population, but 50 states, over half have Republican governors and over half have Republican secretaries of state. And they certified it because they had to under the law, because it was a fair election. 147 Republicans under Kevin McCarthy said, well, we don't trust them, so we're not going to accept the certification. The effect of that would have been that Trump and Pence would have stayed on as president and vice president, even though they lost the election. That happens in Africa, happens in Asia, it happens in communist countries, it happens in jihadist countries who have pretend democracies. That doesn't cut it in the United States. That doesn't cut it with George Washington or Abraham Lincoln. Doesn't cut it with anybody, me or anybody else. So Liz Cheney just as frankly said that, basically said it exactly that way. And that sly, weaselly Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise sniffed around and they decided we have to come up with somebody. We can't just get her out of there and leave it vacant. And it has to be a woman. If we don't do that, they'll have our lunch. So they have decided to pick Elise Stefanik of New York. Now, Elise Stefanik of New York, look her up. Look up her Wikipedia page. Believe it or not, Elise Stefanik is light years more moderate to liberal than Liz Cheney. Take a look at her issues and some of the things she said and done about immigration, about abortion, and everything else. Because she represents a district in New York, the 21st district, the farther northern part of the state. It's rural, but it's not rural the way a lot of other places are rural. And there's certain things you can get away with and there's certain things you can't get away with in New York State. So why are Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise throwing out Liz Cheney from Wyoming, who has one of the highest conservative voting records in the entire Congress, again, for Elise Stefanik, who has, for the Republicans, one of the lowest conservative ratings, and she even campaigns that she's at the top of the bipartisan list. That's how she campaigns for reelection, because she could not possibly get reelected just running as a Liz Cheney Republican. The only difference is that Elise Stefanik has sucked up to Donald Trump. She's a Trump handmaid, a Trump acolyte, and what she does is she says it's a big lie. It's the Putin connection. It really is. It's, in other words, in the Republican Party now, it does not matter whether you're liberal or conservative or moderate, as long as you worship Trump. As long as you worship Trump. As long, they can bring in an idol of Trump and you bow down, and that's what they demand. That's, it's a cultish party. However, some of the conservative unions, some of the conservative groups are pushing back on Elise Stefanik. They do not like Liz Cheney. They want her out because they're in the cult of Trump. They're deep in the entrails and bowels of Trump. However, they pay some attention. They can read. All right, let's start with that. They can read. They have computers. They can go on Wikipedia even and take a look and see her voting record, what she says and what she says about a lot of their hot button issues. And they go, no, we don't want Elise Stefanik. Trump has endorsed Elise Stefanik. Let me tell you something. If you have misconceptions about Trump, about liberal or conservative, disabuse yourself of them. He cares about nothing but himself. No issue. He was a liberal Democrat up until he ran for president. Did you know that? He was for more gun control, more than the Democratic Party platform. He was so far, he was even to the left of Planned Parenthood on abortion, on everything else, on lifestyle. He does not care. He simply gets up on his hind legs and say what he needs to do. He took a look back in 2016 and realized he couldn't get the Democratic nomination ever. So he had to have the Republican. And he just picked an issue like immigration. And then on everything else, he went full frontal to the right, even though that contradicted what he'd said and done 6 months before. And everybody said, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So he doesn't care. He wants Liz Cheney out of there because she has integrity. He wants Liz Cheney out of there because she's telling the truth. He wants Liz Cheney out of there because she said, it's a big lie to say that Trump is still president and that he was cheated out of the election. For that, they are removing her. And they're putting in Elise Stefanik. They had to put in a woman. And there aren't that many women in the Republican Party to begin with in Congress. And the ones that are there, some of them would make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end if you listened to the two or three words they said. Elise Stefanik is articulate. And so put her in. Who cares how she votes? Who cares what she says about the hot button issues? Trump doesn't care. Will this split the Democratic Party itself? And the answer is no, in my opinion. They are the cult of Trump. It's all based around race and immigration. You must understand that. You must understand that. So Liz Cheney is going to be out. She is fighting back. You know, God bless Liz Cheney. I think she's going to run for president in 2024, and I hope she does. And I hope she wins re-election in 2022 in Wyoming, or she doesn't run again and just launches a presidential race. I am for Joe Biden. I am not going to support Liz Cheney, but I'll tell you what, she would restore the Republican Party if she ran. And I'm hoping that she runs. And every indication is she's leaked that she may, and it would restore the Republican Party if she got the nomination. Going to a break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.